of these certainly, numbers now, because certainly. John Ashworth said the other day in the Commons, called for the Chancellor to allocate an extra £6 billion a year. Now, you've talked about spending on schools. You're going to talk today about local authority funding, as well as provide new funding to lift the public sector pay cap. Now, if you, as a total of all of that in terms of day-to-day spending, where do you get to?
Right. On the expenditure plans that we've put out in our grey book for the general election and calling for those priorities for next week, we were looking at about £17 billion just above.
£17 billion in increased spending.
That's right.
On day-to-day spending.
On health and local government, social care.
So if you're sticking to what you said in your manifesto, then that has to come from taxes.
Yes, and we looked at how we could raise that, and we said, one way is that the government has got to stop giving the tax cuts to the corporations and the rich. And in that way, we can reverse them. At the moment, the calculation now is that on corporation tax and capital gains tax and some of these tax cuts to the rich, we're talking about £76 billion being given away over the next, well, during the life of this parliament. I don't think that's acceptable when our public services are in such a crisis.
But the last time you talked about